A teacher's lesson. As Mrs. Thompson, an elementary school teacher, stood in front of her fifth grade class on the first day of school, she told the children a lie. Like most teachers, she looked at her students and said that she loved them all the same. But that was impossible, because there in the front row, slumped in his seat, was a little boy named Teddy Stoddard. Mrs. Thompson noticed that Teddy didn't play well with the other children, that his clothes were messy, and Teddy could be so unpleasant that she would find it a pleasure to put a big F on his papers. At the school where Mrs. Thompson taught, she was required to review each child's past records, and she found that Teddy was a bright child, but became withdrawn after his mother's death. By now, Mrs. Thompson realized the problem. She began to pay particular attention to Teddy. As she worked with him, his mind seemed to come alive. The more she encouraged him, the faster he responded. By the end of the year, Teddy had become one of the smartest children in the class. Years after Teddy's graduation, Mrs. Thompson got a letter saying that Teddy would soon graduate from college with the highest of honors. Then 4 more years passed, and yet another letter came. The letter explained that she was still the best and favorite teacher he ever had. But now his name was a little longer. The letter was signed Theodore F. Stoddard, M.D. There was yet another letter that spring. Teddy said he'd met this girl and was going to be married. He explained that his father had died a couple of years ago, and he was wondering if Mrs. Thompson might agree to sit in the place at the wedding that was usually reserved for the mother of the groom. Of course, Mrs. Thompson did. At the wedding, they hugged each other, and Dr. Stoddard whispered in Mrs. Thompson's ear, "Thank you, Mrs. Thompson, for believing in me. Thank you so much for making me feel important and showing me that I could make a difference." Mrs. Thompson, with tears in her eyes, whispered back. She said, "Teddy, you have it all wrong. You were the one who taught me that I could make a difference. I didn't know how to teach until I met you."